Welcome to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast, where we share knowledge, philosophies, wisdom, and insight to help you on your journey in both sport and life. Introducing your host, Rob Riles.
Hello. Welcome along. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Rob Riles, welcoming you to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast. And welcome along if it's your first time or you've been with us before. A real warm welcome on your journey and your peregrination to whatever it is that you are looking to achieve in your life. This is episode 2, as inspired by Maps of Meaning, The Architecture of Belief by Jordan Peterson. It's episode 2, as I say. And I'm going to talk about a number of points around one particular subject. It's probably one of my own favourite subjects. I find it fascinating, as do I believe many people, whether they find it satisfying consciously or unconsciously. The reason is that, one of the reasons probably is that, by definition of being alive, we are automatically involved in it. And what is it I'm talking about? And how does it relate to leading, managing, and coaching? Well, it revolves around people and existence. And leading, managing, and coaching is just one aspect of that. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the hero's journey. Now, ultimately for me, and it is very much a personal thing, one of the things that comes out of reading and studying and understanding at whatever level I managed to get to of Peterson's masterpiece, Maps of Meaning, is the undeniable, for me anyway, statement of fact that we are all on our own hero's journey. And Maps of Meaning goes into this and touches on it almost constantly in its explanation of the meaning of life. And I'm going to bring out of it a number of points that I think are so worth contemplating. So here we go, episode 2, Maps of Meaning, Jordan Peterson, The Architecture of Belief, The Hero's Journey. I'm going to start with the fact that as human beings, to one degree or another, we are eternally unsettled. It's as if we have a place to go, and the present is near enough for us. It is enough in its own right, but it's part of the process of evolution and moving on. The world moves on, whether we like it or not, but that's how it seems to us from moment to moment. I'm not going to get into the quantum physical debate about time and space and all that kind of thing. Far beyond me that. Just to look at it in terms of the hero's journey is sufficient for now. But we have that almost unbearable conflict internally at times that this is great, well, this is not so great, but there's somewhere I need to be. And it's balancing that out. But no matter how you dress it up, there's something within us that calls us. It's that beckoning spirit that I have alluded to before and talked about. The still small voice, the messages that come from who knows where, the interest that piques you, where does it come from? It's probably and likely the calling to move forward towards something. It's such a powerful thing that in his book, Peterson calls it the divinity of interest. It's the starting point, if you like. The rugby match that inspires the young boy or girl. The football match that inspires the young boy or girl. The auditorium. The boxer. The singer. The happy housewife. The happy house husband. The great business leader. The innovator, the scientist. Wow, what's that that piques your interest? The horse race. The animal. The questions. The eternally unsettled meets in its unbearable internal conflict the divinity of interest. But it has to be voluntary to be successful. It only works if it's voluntary. I have to be what I have to be, some amazing mind said. We have to be what we have to be. Related to Maslow's hierarchy of needs, which when they're all met, we then turn our attention to greater things. I have to be what I have to be. Why are you doing that? I have to be what I have to be. Why are you pursuing that? We have to be what we have to be. From whence it comes, we do not know. The divinity of interest. The start of the hero's journey. Embrace yours. Be happy with it. Be proud of it. Love it. Embrace it. Nurture it. Follow it. You have no idea where it will lead you. The questions that are probably appropriate in the 21st century are, is the TV too loud? Are you on your phone too much? Because the answer is not on your phone. Are you scared of the committee of they? And do you drown it out and forget it? Are you on Netflix too much and follow too many episodes? And don't give it time to contemplate and consider its unbearable questions. O divinity of interest. Until you voluntarily decide to face your fear and do it anyway. But giving up that comfort and security. Oh, how hard. Oh, how appealing. Dipping your toe in the water. Kind of giving it a bit of a go. Running back to mummy. Stretching the apron strings as far as they'll go. I kind of see how it goes. Or burning your boats. Crossing the Rubicon. All in commitment. All from being eternally unsettled in internal conflict. Meeting that beckoning spirit and divinity of interest. Doing it voluntarily. And giving up that fear of, or facing that fear of comfort and security. The start of the journey. The trouble is, it's going to involve some suffering. But, as has been pointed out many times by many people, Peterson included, look, you just choose your suffering. You can embark upon your heroic venture and suffer, or you can stay where you are and suffer. Pick up your cross, choose which one. You will suffer anyway, but one is valuable, fulfilling, the other is a slow death.
Are you struggling to find that extra edge to help you stand out above the crowd? Separating yourself from the rest is often about personal leadership. Achieve your true potential and become who you really can be. The Leader Manager Coach Pro Course is a unique membership accessing the knowledge and wisdom from history's greats that will help you develop both personally and professionally to make you truly stand out. The Leader Manager Coach Pro Course. Access now at patreon.com. Leader Manager Coach.
Fail to answer the call. You will suffer a form of psychological illness. Do not kid yourself. Answer the call. You will suffer. You will probably have to spend time in solitude in order to consolidate and to survive. You may well be vilified, criticized, and outcast. You may be scared to death, think you are on the wrong path. That is a part of the process. And you will come to look at this, analyze it, be obsessed with it. Obsessions in people's minds, sleeping, going to bed, waking, not really present where they are, shall I, shan't I, question, mull over. Is it a threat or a promise? It's actually both. You decide how you look at it. The answer's in your mind. The unbelievable, unknown fulfillment of what could be, or the threat of pain and loss of what I already have. How will you see it? One thing's for certain, you're going to have to go to the deepest, darkest place you can imagine in order to achieve your full potential. You'd be wise to do it at the right time when you're as prepared as you can be, which is doing it voluntarily. This is your union with greatness. This is where the prince finds his virgin bride. The great conqueror finds the pot of gold. The princess finds her husband, and so on and so on and so on. It is all guarded by a dragon that you will have to slay. Make no bones about it. Mythologically speaking, you will have to go outside the walled garden, the Garden of Eden, created by your safety, your security, your family, your mother, your work, whatever it is. Safe, secure, protected environment. No risk. You will have to step out into the great unknown where you do not know what will face you. Or you think you know, but you are unsure. Make no bones about it. You will therefore have to embrace that great value of courage. We could talk for a long time about courage. But courage takes many forms. Many, many, many forms. I think it's greatly misunderstood. It's not just the knight in shining armour. Probably isn't him anyway. Or the politician with the great rhetoric. Courage is shown by many people. There's some beautiful stories throughout the world. People who just showed courage in their own way, standing up to a bully. Anne Frank. Viktor Frankl. Just search further and further. People who stood up for causes and things they believed in and sacrificed. Can you find your courage? Can you meet your foe head on? Questions we all must answer. And why are we doing it? Well, we're doing it to go on a journey, to follow a process. And it is a process where we will have to act and we will have to endure experience. Not just read a book, not listen to a podcast, not wonder. We have to embrace the challenge. Feel the cold. Get sensory involved. Feel there is no way back. We have to learn from experience and then return and as another great mind said, return to the same place and see it for what it is for the first time. But we have to let go of what it is we have now. The snake has to shed its skin. It's painful and comfortable and uncomfortable to burst forth to new life. The butterfly has to escape its chrysalis. The baby of a mammal, including a human, has to break from its mother's womb. Complete protection, or optimal protection, and face the ravages and reality of life, which will eventually kill it. But that is the process. We have to give up, therefore. We have to sacrifice. We have to risk. And we have to open ourselves up to vulnerability. It's a process. It is our greatest gift. Because if we don't, are we fulfilling our potential? As we said in the previous podcast episode, what can you become? You'll never know until you give up what it is you have. And you have to take this in the right context. It doesn't mean forgoing all your relationships and never seeing people again. You have to contemplate and understand what it is you're doing. And it may seem difficult beyond belief. But if you have a calling, my belief is you should follow it. If you answer all the right questions and give it due diligence, is it the right thing? Is it morally good? Will people benefit? And am I not hurting anybody? Ending another's life, and so on and so on. Stealing another person's property, etc., etc. There has to be a moral component. For me personally, anyway. It is the process of life, and if you deny it, you deny life. And you will suffer. It's almost inevitable. It's never ending. It's the cycle of life. And we are always challenged. No matter what peak we reach, no matter where we get to, there's always seemingly another plateau to look for and to scramble for. It gives us the meaning. It takes away that awful thing that says that life is about happiness. Well, happiness is probably a byproduct of meaning and striving. It's not found in the bottom of a glass of pina colada, or $1 million bank account, or a Jaguar or a Mercedes, unless they are part of a bigger picture and they have their right place in the hierarchy. Nothing wrong with wealth and material things in the correct, what should I say, with the correct understanding of where they sit. They're just material things that will die and go away, and we loan them. It is our relationships and our truth to ourselves, following our own journeys, that is the key thing in all of this. But you know, particularly in the Western world, there is an epidemic and has been for many decades of mental illness, depression, psychological disability, and so on. Now, this isn't a broad brush, low resolution statement and an ideological one, but you can bet your bottom dollar that an understanding of this process and an embracing of it would mean that an enormous percentage of people who are reliant on drugs to make them feel okay in order to cope with life. If they had the opportunity and the guidance and the help, could replace those chemicals far more successfully by embracing the hero's journey and all it entails, so that the normal physiology kicks in and makes you really feel what life is about. Because life is not about being numb to pain. And can I stand here and say I understand the enormous pain of what people have suffered in life? Of course not. I'd not be so naive as that, or to make such statements as to know how it feels to lose a child, or to be abused, or to suffer what tragedies the world throws at different people. Of course I wouldn't. What I'm saying here is that this redemptive process of the hero's journey, that Peterson calls it, is possibly a solution to the real meaning of life, of which your own journey into success in football, sport and life, or business or family or career, whatever it is just a facet of. And so in a few short minutes, I feel like I've raced through it. That eternally unsettled start of internal conflict, where you're beckoned forward by a divine interest that you don't always know where it comes from. With all the suffering that goes with it, and the fear of giving up what you have, and the vilification and outcast and deep times wondering, is it a threat or a promise? Can you really find the courage to go to the deepest, darkest place? Can you really? Can you bear to be outside that garden wall and be true to yourself? Can you really sacrifice? Can you really believe that you can come back as your own hero, follow your own dream, no matter what other people say? Can you give up what you have? Can you see those anomalies that come up and invite you to tackle them? As Peterson calls them, the spiritual food that feeds the machinery of your hero's journey. Can you engage in the process and cure your anxieties? And engage in that never-ending cycle that is your own hero's journey. And really listen to those questions that you find deep in your own mind. Maybe it's through solitude. Maybe it's through walking. Maybe it's through nature. Maybe it's through a deep conversation with a loved one. Maybe it's through meditation. Maybe it's through something that I haven't mentioned that only you know. But can you really engage with your soul, live your life's true passion in the best way that you can? Ask yourself the questions and become what you can really become. That is what I believe Peterson lays out in Maps of Meaning, The Architecture of Belief, The Hero's Journey, Your Hero's Journey. Thanks for listening. Catch you later. Bye-bye.